Governor hopes a stretch of I-95 in southwest Connecticut can be reopened by Monday morning. A gasoline tanker truck crashed and burned, damaging a bridge, closing I-95 at Norwalk, Connecticut. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 371 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and retirement savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing these schemes. Real patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is and fight back against the system. Now, with the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k may be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas into our Election Protection Report. You definitely won't hear any of these in the mainstream news. Get your free copy of our Election Protection Report now. Just text TRUTH to 76626. Plus, today you'll also get a free gold investment kit from our sponsor, Augusta Precious Metals. Text TRUTH to 76626 now and get the free report and gold investment kit. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text the word TRUTH to 76626.
Standard text and data rates may apply.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The first weekend of May will feel more like the first weekend in June. If you have outdoor plans, the rain chances are on the low side. Lots of sunshine today with a high temperature flirting near 90. Random, widely scattered hit or miss showers and storms are possible today, tomorrow, and Sunday, just like a summer forecast. Lows at night in the 60s, daytime highs Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s, and we'll be near 90 again on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A man is in critical condition after being shot by a Montgomery police officer Thursday afternoon. The shooting happened at about 2:30 on Troy Highway near the intersection of Parktown Way. The circumstances leading up to the shooting have not yet been released. Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, announced Thursday that it plans to open a $800 million data center in Montgomery that will support 100 jobs. Meta's new 715,000-square-foot data center will be built off Interstate 65 across from the Hyundai Automotive Plant. Legislation allowing for a vote on a statewide lottery and the authorization of casinos for electronic gaming continued to stall in the Alabama Senate on Thursday, just 2 days after a late-night vote fell one vote shy of advancing. If approved, the gambling proposal will go on the ballot for a statewide vote August 20th. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Summertime and the living is easy, babe. Have a nice trip during your beach vacation or mountain vacation, but it needs to start with a checkup on your vehicle from Woodham's Southside Firestone. You see, they check everything. Oil, they check the air conditioner, they check the wipers, they check everything that can be checked, so you'll have a nice and safe trip. There's nothing worse than all fired up about going to your destination and then all of a sudden, right beside the road, everybody else is going beside you. Stop by Woodham's Firestone. They'll give it a complete checkup and let you know if you need anything. That is one of the best feelings in the world. Woodham's Southside Firestone. They're right there on 231, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. I've been going there for 43 years, and I am a happy camper. As a matter of fact, they saved me $2,100 the other day. You stop by there before you make that trip at Woodham's Southside Firestone.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into this edition of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Amy Beth Shaver, one of, how do we even say it, Sky? One of the group, one of the gang of Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Yeah, the gang.
the gang.
Just have to make a quick announcement. I'm sorry if I've been abrupt with some of the callers today, but I just don't have time to chat. I'm sorry. It's just Amy Beth has my full attention today. So,
listen, Sky, I couldn't do this without you, and we're having an absolutely fantastic discussion about what's going on in the world, specifically.
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting to the bottom of it. So, y'all, thank you for being patient. Thank you for the great words that you've had to say so far today. Now we're going to just dive into it even more. And I want to thank Clark, A, for calling in. I know you're busy. But B, for posing the question we're seeking to answer, who benefits from all this? Clark, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Amy Beth. I'm doing fairly well today.
Good.
Yeah, I like the... You turned my question around a little bit and who benefits. And, you know, I was thinking about whose agenda was served, but I like the way you put it a little better. So Hamas, you know, they've been a Palestinian proxy of the Iranian regime since at least 1983, to my certain knowledge. So you've got at least Iranian and Palestinian interests being served here. Pro-Hamas protests. Let's look at those for just a second. The pro-Hamas protests are anti-Israel, they're anti-Semitic, they're anti-American, they're anti-Western, they're anti-capitalist, they're anti-police, and they're anti-white. This is all Democrat Party policy at this point, and it serves to agitate the base leading up to an election, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You got George Soros, Klaus Schwab, the WEF, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody that wants to ultimately have a one-world government wants to see the destruction of America, because we stand in the way of that. As we were founded, if you have a free America, you're going to have a hard time having the rest of the world under your thumb. So this serves to further destroy the fabric of American society.
Yeah.
Think about the White House. How does this benefit the White House? Amy Beth, how much coverage have you seen of the border since this stuff started?
About zero.
Yeah. So every minute that they spend talking about these protests is time that can't be devoted to talking anything related to the economy either. I got to think that that's helping our White House. The media. Does it help the media? You know, Don Henley had a song, Dirty Laundry, back around 81 or 82. The bubble-headed bleach blonde who could tell you about the plane wreck with a gleam in her eye. Ooh, don't they love this? People watch protests. Let's put this on TV.
And that ties into what we're going to talk about Saul Alinsky. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
It's just fascinating how it'll just all tie together after a while when you start making the connections. And then we've got the students, and we'll get to kind of like your situation with your daughter maybe a little bit tangentially in a minute. You know, our students have been programmed to protest. And, you know, I said the other day, what they've been programmed to protest is oppression. Now, if you stop and think about it for just a minute, these are people that are in their teens, their late teens, or they're just out of them. Their frontal cortexes are not fully formed yet, and I'm not throwing off, I'm just stating a fact.
Right.
And their whole lives, they've been told what to do or what not to do. They identify with oppression because they think they've been oppressed. Now, eventually, the vast majority of them are going to outgrow that notion. But late teens, early 20s, yeah, I get that. You know, they've been told what to do, where they could go, when they could go places. They feel like they've been oppressed. So
yeah, we're all rebellious at that age. It's just a natural order of things.
Yeah, yeah, it is. So you can spin them up fairly easily with oppression. Now, getting to the thing with your daughter and sending her to a college. Three children have gone to Auburn University, okay?
Okay.
Two sons and a daughter. Now, my sons will leave Auburn just as conservative as they went there. My younger son tells me not to worry about my daughter. Once she's been paying taxes a little while, her politics will change.
That's true.
Yeah, reality but strikes again.
Right. You know, the fact of the matter is because they have more success with indoctrination with young females, they target them more. Now, they're young, like we just said, and told what to do, but they get a bonus here. They tell them that because they're girls, they've been more oppressed.
Yeah,
and
they do.
The whole patriarchy, you know, and so you have to consider that girls are put under more pressure. So there's a lot of agendas being served by these protests right now. They just kind of, they mesh, they come together. I think, you know, we need to consider all that when we look at this stuff. And like you put it, you put a finer point on it. Who benefits? I don't know, when you made your list, did you have stuff that I didn't have?
You know, we had very similar lists, but I like the way that you really drilled down into that list with the anti-Israel, Western, anti-capitalistic, anti-white, agitating. Like, that's brilliant, which is what I hoped that you would do, because that's just what it is. That's the reality of who benefits. But I want to bring in something that you said, and I want to say this to parents, and I think you gentlemen both will know what I'm saying. I've written several pieces on social and emotional learning. I brought it up that one of my daughters was facing it in one of her college classrooms. But if you drill down into that, into our school systems, you are 100% correct, Clark. They are taught that they are oppressed from a very young age. They want to pretend that we don't have SEL in the classroom. They want to deny that there's anything CRT related, that it's just not there, but it is there. And the stated goal of those who are implementing that kind of curriculum, the SEL curriculum, is to develop little radicals. And look at what we've done. That this is exactly what we've done. And so when you're saying that about females and you look at the protest, at the number of women that are there that are angry, they're furious, and then you ask them, why are you here? And they don't know. It gives you pause.
Well, like I said, we can differentiate between the professional agitator and the students quite simply by asking them, why are you here? The professional protester, the one that's been paid to be there, they'll start giving you reasons why they're protesting. If you ask an actual student, you will get a blank stare, and they will turn to the person next to them and go, well, What are we protesting? They have no clue. They just, you know, there's a protest. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go protest the oppression.
That's rule six of Alinsky's 12 for Radicals.
There it is.
A good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more.
Yeah. Gosh.
Now,
I love the protest. I don't have any idea what I'm protesting, but it sure is fun. Yeah. Okay.
Here's the thing about your list and my list. Was it, might have been Cheney. It might have been somebody else. One of them said, there's knowns, there's known unknowns, and there's unknown unknowns. Hmm. Now, I think we've pretty accurately identified a lot of the people that are benefiting from this. The one that we really have to worry about is the one we don't know to put on the list. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
While we're spinning around chasing our tails about these protests, what's happening that we're not paying attention to?
Oh, my gosh. Right, because it's always about the revolution. The issue is never, ever the issue.
It never, yes, right, yeah. You're doing a great job. I'm enjoying listening. They're looking at me like I got to get back to work or something.
Well, we do appreciate your time and your brilliant thoughts, as always, Clark.
Well, I don't know about brilliant thoughts, but I bring what I can.
Well, thanks
y'all
for calling.
Take care.
Thanks, Clark.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, Sky.
Yes.
You have that list pulled up?
I do have it right here, yes.
I would just like to offer, you know, just in the way of a PSA. A little handy-dandy. What exactly did Saul Alinsky tell us?
Well, you have to remember, Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. It is pretty much the DNC playbook, handbook. It is their guide. And it has been enormously successful, okay?
Yep.
Particularly during the Obama administration. So there's 12 rules. It's not exactly Sun Tzu type material. It's it's not that well written even, but they put it into action, and at least it's a plan.
Right.
Rule one: power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from two main sources: money and people. And then he goes on to speak on the have-nots, which we were touching on with Clark, how if you can make someone feel like they're a victim or they're oppressed, they're much easier to manipulate.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And that is, think about, just let that soak in for a minute and think of how it has been so effective in getting people out there with this chip on their shoulder, this anger toward this country. And even most recently on the ground with these protests. I'm out here protesting because, you know, I'm a woman. I have no idea what the issue is, but give me a tent and I'm down. It's fun. So very easy to motivate people once you get that idea in their head that they're a victim.
That's right. It really is. And the rest of it hinges off of that. I mean, that one wicked idea, which has been pervasive since the beginning of time, wouldn't you say? But Alinsky was the only one who was brave enough to put it down. And when I read the book the first time, I thought, oh my gosh. And how do you convince people to get beyond number one? Because if you think you're a victim, then there you go. They're eating out of your hand every time,
once
just like you said.
Once you sell that point, then the next 11 just fall right into place.
Mm.
And this came out, I believe, in 1971, Rules for Radicals.
Wow. Yeah. So do you have any other highlights on the list of 12 that you think are fantastic?
Well, that apply to the situation, the topic that we're discussing. Again, I go back to Rule 6. And remember, this is Rules for Radicals, protest mechanisms. A good tactic is one your people enjoy.
They'll keep like doing ice cream.
It. Yeah, they'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more. Radical activists in this sense are no different than any other human being. We all avoid unfun things, but we revel and enjoy the ones that work and they bring results, effective results.
Wow.
We're witnessing this right now.
We really are. We are. And I remember the first time I read that, and it's a quick read if you haven't read Rules for Radicals, and I'm pretty sure our entire audience has because they just have. They're astute. But I recommend ordering the book on Amazon or going to Barnes & Noble and picking it up because I think it is the single most effective thing you can do to understand where everybody's coming from.
Know thy enemy. And this is
Amen.
A great glimpse into the warped minds that are the enemy.
That's right. Hey, and you can also, though, get Sun Tzu because he's got some pretty good things to
have
say, too.
Have you read Sun Tzu?
I have.
Well, now, we have that in common.
Yes. I mean, you know, I read it in college. I did. And I particularly loved the swimming, you know, calmly on top, but kicking like heck underneath. There's so many things that he said that are very good. You almost need them to combat.
Here's one that applies right now.
Yeah.
The wise warrior moves the enemy and is not moved by him.
Ooh, we need to. We got to print.
That stays
that's
right
good.
Here.
That's deep. I love it. Okay, look, I know we have other calls. We will get to you right after the break. Y'all don't go anywhere. You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back.
The only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law of life.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Epicure and Jack's Tavern in the heart of the old Fantail building promises a dining experience where quality meets comfort. With daily specials, a full wine selection, and the freshest ingredients, they're here to serve you the best of local cuisine. Join them and let's make every meal memorable.
Unwind at Epicure and Jack's Tavern during their happy hour every Monday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy special prices on drinks in a cozy setting, whether it's catching up with friends or relaxing after work. Make your happy hours happier with Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Break the chains and eat local.
There's a better way to shop for window treatments, which includes window treatment professionals and in-store design help. This is Ben with Just Blinds in Prattville. Your path to a better window treatment experience begins by visiting our showroom in Prattville. Stop in at your convenience Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll experience a friendly, personal, and custom process, all designed to deliver the absolute look and feel you want for your home, guaranteed. Visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. It's Amy Beth Shaver, Abs, Dixie. I'm here with Sky. Hey, Sky, in the break, before we go to Charles I and Lunchbox, I found a book for us. Can we be book buddies now?
Sure.
Since we like the same things?
Sure, we have the common bond in this.
I mean, we do, obviously. Yeah. So I was listening to James Lindsay on the way in. I really enjoy his new Discourses podcast. But he talked about this book by Robert J. Lifton from 1960, called Thought Reform and the Psychology of Totalism. And what it was about was he studied Chinese people who were kicked out of China for speaking out against the government. And he studied the effects of brainwashing and then them coming out of it. And he talked about that what's going on right now is really straight up Maoism. We're watching this happen.
Yes.
This planned spontaneity and all of it. But the book, when he talked about it, I was like, I think I got to get that book. So I'm going to get it. I'm going to read it. And then I'm going to pass it along to you. But it's all about thought reform, which I think is really the bottom line issue, is we're transforming people who should know better and they forget it and they completely lose their minds. And I'm bothered by that. It's worldview.
Conditioning, yes.
Absolutely. Conditioning and worldview. And now we're living in a world of either totalitarianism or fascism, and we're punishing people for what they think.
That's
terrifying.
All is coming down to
terrifying.
And other countries are way ahead of us in this. Just look to the north.
That's right. That's exactly right. So anyway, I just wanted you to know I found that in the break for us. But Charles I, thank you for being patient. Thank you for waiting. How are you today?
I'm really great. I'm enjoying the show a lot. I didn't know Hal was going to like it or not without Allison and Scott, but you're doing a tremendous job, dear.
Oh, my word. Thank you.
What I wanted to say is there's something that's very extremely, extremely important that's being overlooked about the legislation that you were talking about that we didn't need.
Yes.
Okay. And everybody needs to take into consideration what I'm about to say. Okay, we don't need it, but it's going to make it potentially, am I not correct, a jailable offense
for yes.
speech to be, okay, now
as
let's
far as
this.
I understand it, I could be very wrong, but that's my understanding.
And what I'm about to say is a biblical fulfilling prophecy type thing here, okay? What I'm about to say is what's happening right now, you could take in 50 years, because in 1974 there was Title IX. Title IX would still be Title IX, but Biden's doing what he's doing to Title IX. Now, you take what is going to be punishment for what would ordinarily in the United States of America be your free speech always guaranteed, and you get a Democrat liberal, because Republican conservatives wouldn't do what I'm about to say, but they would. They would change the wording in the future to make it not just what it is now, but all sorts of things that help their purpose and make it a jailable offense to speak anything that now falls under the new category, such as the changing of protecting females becoming what it is with Title IX. It will go beyond. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And there's no sense in it existing now because we have laws. But it becomes a biblical fulfilling way of harming Christians in the future. Are you following me?
Yes.
Because there will be no protection of everyone. It will become whatever the wording gets changed to, just like from 1974 to 2024 with Title IX. And we need to be aware of that. We need to prevent that. We need to always protect the freedom of speech. You know, that would mean that you would all of a sudden do something that's never been done in history in the United States. Because that would potentially prevent the use of satire, you know, like Saturday Night Live or making fun. In that one area, you could suddenly not make fun of. And any association could not be made fun of. And a comic, do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, oh, absolutely. You're very right.
It would make it end. And that has never happened before in the history of our country, that anything could be made to such an extent that wording, we know by Title IX that it can get changed. You get me?
Yes.
And we've been leading up to this for quite a while. Comedy is pretty much dead because of the repercussions of you can't say anything without offending someone. It's just a matter of time until it becomes a legal liability.
Well, Roseanne Barr still, she even come back and said, no, that's not what I mean. I'm meaning comedy. And comedy can give you the essence of understanding something that otherwise you could not understand when you see it from that perspective. And should not be stopped. It should be allowed to be viewed just like...
Well, that goes without saying.
...shape a person takes.
Yeah.
All right.
It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
But this should not be taken lightly at all. This is a very big thing that should not be taking place. I couldn't agree with you more.
It is terrifying. And what I hate is that it's what Red Top said early this morning, is that we have a reactive Congress. And so they have unwittingly looped themselves into something that really will make things worse, even though they're coming out going, oh, that sort of thing won't happen. Your free speech won't be oppressed. Yes, it will. How could it not be?
And it will be legally.
The state of Alabama legislature should, upon this happening, make it where no other thing can be included with word changing. Word changing must be demanded in the state of Alabama to be done by the state of Alabama. Separation of state and federal government. Mm. And it should be done fast and quick. Do you follow me? Just
yes.
The same as a Title IX with this new legislation, a rethinking, rewording, re-meaning of words should not be allowed to occur.
That's right. And I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. And I just wanted everybody to be aware of that and think about that. And I sure appreciate you letting me be on here. And I'll just listen now. Thanks a whole lot.
Thanks,
well,
Charles
listen.
First.
Yeah, thank you, Charles the First. I think the legislation that they should write is very simple. In Alabama, free speech means free speech. There you go.
Simple and to the point. There
yep.
you go.
Y'all are listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Lunchbox Bob is up next.
Sweep the streets I used to own.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication, it's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
Pepper Pecan is in a brand new location at 1935 Mulberry Street, but they've still got the same great products they had when they were downtown.
Hey, David Little with Pepper Pecan. We're lucky, you know, here at 1935 Mulberry Street. Hey, we've got a great new shop. We have great new neighbors, great people coming in to see us, and we are so excited because we're going to be doing the same things we've done for years and years, but we're going to do them a little bit better now. We're going to be more centrally located where you don't have to go downtown. You can come over here to Mulberry Street and shop with us. We've got great jellies, jams, we've got Vertigo hot sauce, bearded pickles. We've got all the candies that have made us successful over the years. We've got some new barbecue sauces, Alabama Sunshine, great, great items. And you know what? We've got shelves stocked with them, and they're ready for you to come pick up. And if you can't get to Montgomery, you know what? Go to our other store, Wetumpka, 132 Company Street, downtown Wetumpka. They have all the great items up there also. So come check either location out, and we'll take care of the rest. You can call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The first weekend of May will feel more like the first weekend in June. If you have outdoor plans, the rain chances are on the low side. Lots of sunshine today with a high temperature flirting near 90. Random, widely scattered hit-or-miss showers and storms are possible today, tomorrow, and Sunday, just like a summer forecast. Lows at night in the 60s, daytime highs Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s, and we'll be near 90 again on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome into Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We are in the third half of the show. I can't believe there's not a whole lot of time left, but you know what there is time for?
What's
Lunchbox
that?
Bob.
Oh, yes, on Friday.
Yes.
It's the third half. One babe and Sky. And I'm just going to step aside for a moment here. This has been an awesome show this morning. We've hit on some great themes. Even Miss Wonderful has been impressed. And indeed, one of the themes that she's pointed out, and Amy, Beth, and Sky, you've mentioned it now more than three times, is reactionary. And how reactionary is failing us. We've got a reactionary Congress. We've got a reactionary society. We're so busy jumping from one hot foot to the next, we don't realize the bomb that's still falling from the sky and forth. And that is what I want to speak to for the moment. So many people think they can send their kids and their grandkids to schools, colleges, even private institutions, and that'll protect their kids from the mind virus of Marxism that is sweeping our country. And those people are puppy dogs getting comfortable in a gravel pit. We've got people that think that if a congressman running for office says he loves Jesus, or she's a wife or a mother, or that they go to church with you, that that's enough to defend them from the diabolical Marxism that is stepping into our legislative chambers from the international stage. And those people that still believe it are puppy dogs getting comfortable in a gravel pit. We've got people that still think they can Netflix and chill, that they can watch the roll eagle and the war tide, and everything will be okay as long as they can smoke their new dope. And indeed, these people think they don't have to be involved, that it'll take care of itself, that heaven help us, Jesus will come back himself and make it all right. And maybe that's true. Or more likely, those people are puppy dogs getting comfortable in a gravel pit. I'm not a puppy dog, and I'm not getting comfortable in a gravel pit. I look in the mirror every morning, and I know that the only way I'm going to make this world a better place is if I get involved and do it. I was reading 1819 News this morning, just going down the list of the newsletter articles, and the evil that is Leviathan on the Potomac is sitting real pretty with one tail firmly in place in Montgomery. So get involved, people. Pay attention to what's happening. Realize that being reactionary is just setting yourself up to get a 12-gauge shot while sitting in a gravel pit. And strengthen who you are. Know what truth is. Educate yourself. Use sources like 1819news.com, because your kids are lambs for the slaughter unless you're there to help protect them. But that's just me, sitting back, sipping coffee, strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Sky is, see, there he is. Sky's like multitasker. You know, Lunchbox, you brought up some very good points, and I, first of all, appreciate that, because I completely agree with what you said. Because we are standing on the precipice. We are absolutely going to have to make a decision about what we're going to do and how we're going to live our lives, and do we want to keep it the same, or do we want to go and wrestle it back from the wolves? Because we're going to have to do that. But there's this pervasive idea, and it is a disease, and it is killing us, that too many people, even here in the South, think, oh, I don't have to do anything. I'm not going to get involved. Plus, I trust the people we sent to Washington, D.C. But you see there, that's the problem. It's the people that we sent to Washington or the people that we sent to Montgomery are counting on us not paying attention. And so too often what people are going off of is saying, well, my spiritual leader, whether that's a pastor or a Bible study leader or whomever, said they're a good guy or they're a good gal. That's not enough anymore. You absolutely have to do the homework and figure out the issues for yourself. And I'm not asking you to look into every single issue. I'm asking you to look into the issues that set your heart on fire. Pay attention to those issues. But they are getting away with murder. Look at what they've done with this bill in D.C., this anti-Semitism bill. Look at what they've done. They've gotten away with it. They've worked themselves into part of the revolution because they think we're not paying attention. And now they've gone and they've limited our free speech. Now they're going to crush us. Because when, and we said this at the beginning, when has the government ever taken just a little when their intention wasn't to take the whole thing? So we have to get involved. We have to pay attention. We're not weird for doing it. It is our responsibility because God set up government. He told us in the Old Testament that when our communities do well, we're to seek the welfare of our community. We're to seek the welfare of our city because when it does well, we do well. We have a job to do. And whether you think you're just hanging on until Jesus comes back, like Lunchbox said, God never ever gave the opportunity to be apathetic about the world or the lives that we're living, ever. And so we're living in the cornucopia, in the stew, in the swamp, in the slough of despond, because we haven't paid attention. And that's on us, but now we know. Now, we're part of an audience here, and we're very grateful for y'all because you are involved. And so the responsibility now on each of us is to talk to our friends and our family and ask them, what issues are you interested in? Your responsibility now, because you are involved, because you do know the issues, because you are awake to what time it is to then become an ambassador, right? We're not saved to sit and soak and just hope it all passes over and Jesus will come and get us. No, he put us here to do his work, which is to point people to righteousness and truth. That involves our government. And so you get to be an ambassador to ask people what issues they're interested in and how they're going to make a difference in it. There are plenty of groups we can be involved with, so there's no excuse anymore. But our job, my friends, and that's what we are together here in our little part of the world, we're friends, is we're ambassadors of truth.
Be a part of the Great Awakening.
Exactly. If we're a part of that, they don't stand a chance. Listen, if college frat boys, the very people that we like to make fun of, which my husband was in a frat, I don't understand why you'd make fun of them. They're great guys. If they are the ones who are leading the revolution because they're standing there holding up the American flag, if boys in college who get a bad rap and they shouldn't, did the right thing this week in the face of ridiculous, hate-filled protest. If those young men can do it, what is our excuse? Right?
Right. We have no excuse. Be an ambassador. Be part of the great. That's where it's got to begin. It's grassroots, a great awakening.
That's right.
A social, a spiritual revival in this country.
That's right, because our disease isn't, it's what Doug Wilson said on Tucker Carlson, it's not that we're going to fix all these programs, it's first we've got to turn and allow the Lord to change our hearts first,
yes.
Then there's no stopping us. We have a great hope, and guess what, guys? That's why we're very bold. Y'all are listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. There's one more segment left, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
The Harriet Two Riverboat offers celebrations for specialty events like Cinco de Mayo coming May 5th. It's a cruise filled with dancing, live entertainment, tacos, nachos, margaritas, and more. It'll be a night filled with live music and more. The Mother's Day cruise coming May 12th is a treat like no other, and your mom will love it with a dinner made just for her. There's more fun and excitement each weekend all spring and summer with a variety of cruises up the Alabama on the Harriet Two. Book your cruise today on the Harriet Two at funinmontgomery.com.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Amy Beth Shaver here with Sky. We've had quite the day, Sky.
Oh, it's been a blast.
This has really been fun. I want to thank all the callers. Y'all have contributed greatly today, and I'm very grateful. We have a fun little surprise. I'm very excited about this.
Yes.
My sister-in-law is on the phone. Hello.
Hey, AB.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. This is my first time calling your radio show ever, so I am crazy nervous, but just had to call and just say how much you nailed it today.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Erin.
It's just been amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
So thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you. A, thanks for calling, but B, thank you for being you. And I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I think it's probably a lot of what you and I and your brother and your mother and I talk about a lot, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when you were talking about the college frat boys and, you know, we have kids and just their courage is inspiring. And it's just, you know, I just want to echo your sentiment of just don't be afraid. You know, I'll find myself sometimes kind of, you know, trying to shy away from a conversation or not wanting to wear a certain visor. But I'm like, wait a minute, why am I being afraid? So they've just inspired me. So, but I just wanted to say thank you for all your words today, and all your callers have been so, so insightful. And I'm a huge fan, and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, my gosh.
She does pretty well when that mean old Scott Beeson stops interrupting her for a minute, lets her finish a sentence, you know?
Aaron, I will never, ever be able to thank you enough for calling or for listening. And we know the challenges that we're walking through. But I think a lot of parents are afraid for their kids. And I'm the same as you. There are times when I want to shy away from conversations and I don't want to have it because you think, oh, can I just get my groceries and go home? But really, those are where the conversations of life are happening. And so you're right. Me too. I'm inspired by the Alabama frat boys. I don't know why that's making me teary. I am so sorry. But I am very impressed with them at Ole Miss, at UNC, and UNC Charlotte. I am so impressed. And I would like to say that in the face of the protesters, we do have a lot to look forward to because those kids were raised right. I'm sorry they were.
It's what we were talking about earlier, Proverbs 22:6. When you raise them upright, they will come back to, and that's just what these young men did. Mm. They had good parents, I promise you.
Yeah, they did. Well, thank you for calling, Aaron. And I hope you'll call again.
Thank you, Amy Beth.
I'll see you soon. Love you. I have the best sister-in-law, by the way.
I can
just
tell.
For the record.
That's
She's a rock star.
To call in today, be with us.
Well, she has a great family, and she is a rock star. And, you know, you say sister-in-law, but really she's my sister.
She's your sister. I feel
she's
the same
my
way
sister.
About some of my in-laws. Not all of them.
Yeah. I'm really blessed, and my husband has a great family. But we talk about politics a lot, as you can imagine. But I'm very thrilled that she called. You know what? You want to try to get Dixter in before we go?
Well, I just had a question. Have you and Aaron always agreed politically, ideologically,
yes.
and everything? Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's been easy to talk about. I mean, on both sides of our family, we've always talked politics. And I think it was led by my grandmother, who was enjoying her reward. But we never shied away from tough topics.
We had that with my grandfather. Big Daddy was the patriarch of the family. And we would all get together and before an election. And I was so proud when I finally got in when I was 18. And we'd all have to agree so we could use our voting power. You know, the big Mosley voting block.
I love it.
And it was great. Miss him very, very much.
I hear you. Man, you just never know.
Somebody's got to be Big Daddy.
Somebody's got to be Big Daddy. You know what, Dixter? I hope you'll call on Monday. I see that we are up against just the final seconds of the show. So don't forget, if you'll call, we'll put you on first because I need to know about
call
the shenanigans
earlier,
you've been involved with. Yeah, call earlier. Sky, it has been a pleasure.
Great job today, Amy Beth. You really carried the Alabama Unfiltered flag.
Well, listen, it was my pleasure. Y'all, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Be good, be safe, and we'll see y'all next week.